All right, Kantians, welcome back to another episode of I Can't Even Podcast. I am your host, Lakota Tao, and I do say this twice because I wasn't originally planning on recording an intro, but I am. This is episode 31. It is Good News Fridays. I did not record an episode Wednesday. You will shortly hear why. But today's been a very interesting week for me. It's been a learning experience, and I just want to share that with you. So, there's not much to say. I hope you guys enjoy. All right, Kantians, welcome to Good News Fridays on the I Can't Even Podcast. I am your host, Lakota Tao. And I didn't post on Wednesday. I was not prepared whatsoever to deal with the work schedule that I normally work when I'm like actually working. To give you guys kind of like a glimpse into my life, I'm in door-to-door sales. So I generally make like the grunt of my money, like most of it, during the summer months. And then I take the winter months off. Kind of with like maybe like 5 weeks sprinkled in of work. And it's nice because it allows me to be way more flexible with my wife and with my life and things that I, you know, just want to do. This year I finally made it like more productive than what we call off season or pre-season for our industry. Usually I'm just kind of hanging out, honestly. I'm usually just hanging out around the house, playing video games or reading or binge watching a TV show. I'm usually not doing too much, and I'm very, very grateful. I mean, I've been trying to live with more gratitude the past few years. I am tremendously grateful that I am in a career where I can make most of my money and really good money in 4 or 5 months out of the year, and then do whatever I want with the rest of the year. So I, obviously I decided this off season, I'm going to start creating content. And, you know, that came with the understanding that at some point I was going to have to adjust the way that I do things or when I do things. And, this week was definitely the first week where I like worked the actual hours that I would normally work. And like tomorrow's going to be no exception. Tomorrow being Saturday, I have work at 8:30 in the morning. I will not get off work until after 9 PM. So I have to start planning. I have to start planning ahead for the podcast that I want to publish, the vlog videos for the YouTube that I want to publish, which will come out. A vlog video will come out once a weekend. I'm not specifying Saturday or Sunday, just because right now I don't know what to expect. Kind of from this week, since we're buckling down and getting like more prepared for summer season, since that's a month away, I'm assuming more Sundays unless I plan throughout the week and then have it scheduled for Saturday. So, but Wednesday I missed it. I slept in, and I had to leave the house by 11 a.m. And I honestly, the night before on Tuesday, I didn't get home till 9:40, almost 10 o'clock. And, I'd gone to work at 11. So it was just a long day, and when you have those long days for, you know, my hustlers, you guys know, right? You're exhausted. So it's one of those things where you get off work, you want to decompress for like an hour, hour and a half, maybe longer. It just depends on, you know, the kind of person you are and the kind of things you do to decompress. And then you go to bed, and then you wake up, and you try and wake up at a reasonable time, and sometimes it doesn't work out that way. You know, you have to allow your body to rest. And, you know, according to our medical professionals and scientific community, we need at least an average of 7 hours a night. Well, for me to kind of maintain the way that I'm going, I would have to sacrifice either sleep or something. And so knowing that my work schedule is not flexible once this season starts, I might have to take that in consideration. So I don't know if that means I'm gonna have less podcasts per week. I may have to like restructure when I publish them and when I'm recording them, because getting off work at, almost 10 p.m. or 9 p.m. or whatever, and like eating dinner. So to give you also an idea, I fast throughout the day now, and that's gonna be how I do it for the rest of the season, which I normally do when I don't have my car and I'm knocking doors. I usually don't eat in the middle of the day anyways. So I'll eat my last and like basically like my biggest meal for the most part. I guess I can't say the biggest meal, but I'll eat on a normal work season, I'll eat around 11 a.m. and then try and get at least 700 calories, and then I won't eat again until about 10 p.m. So I do a little bit of intermittent fasting, not on purpose. It's just your body takes energy to like digest calories, and that's just time I don't have, right, to feel sluggish or to not feel at the top of my game, being that I'm in sales and communications, right? Like you don't want to be sluggish. So, but knowing that, A, I'm gonna be hungry, exhausted by the end of the day, recording these aren't the best. And I mean, shoot, I'm about 3 to 4 shots of spiced rum right now. So I'm like, you know what? F it. Let me put something out. I definitely need to put something out today because I skipped Wednesday, and I was gonna put out something yesterday to kind of make up for it, but I was tired. So I apologize to my loyal listeners. I know you guys look forward to Wednesday, my hump days, but So going forward, right now I'm still gonna keep the schedule of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Sundays. Shoot the shit Sundays. But that might alter. So bear with me as I figure this all out. I'm definitely going to change the blog to once a week, because having the time to record a podcast and write like decent blogs, like go back and read my last blog entry. That was like a 10-minute read. It's like I spent a decent amount of time on it, over 2 days, putting out something that I think people could actually benefit from. So if you haven't read it, it's at icontheven.home.blog, and it's the most recent one. I put it out last week. I'm only going to be doing one blog a week. I'm going to try and make it, not necessarily like inspirational, but something that, can aid in productivity or positivity in your life. Anything that kind of helps in a positive manner is going to be the focal point of the blog. And then also any kind of travels that I do, which I do often enough throughout the year, I'll definitely share on the blog and also on the YouTube channel at Icont Even. So you guys can check that out. Anyways, with that out of the way, it's Good News Fridays, so we need to share good news. I guess the big good news is that over in China, the coronavirus or COVID-19 is kind of leveling out after what, 2, 2.5 months, maybe 3. Those are good signs. We can only hope for the same here. I know it's definitely affected my work and our market and our city here in Laredo. People are panicking to a certain extent. Definitely not receiving me well. And, I get it. I'm a door-to-door salesman, but I also sell a service that, people need like right now, especially if things get worse. I can only imagine worst case scenario. people are raiding other homes, taking advantage of the elderly, whatever it is. So I'm trying to take the best precautions I can while I'm at work. But thankfully, our city is not burning to the ground. Another good news is I sold today. So this is affecting the industry more than I thought. And industry, I mean door-to-door industry. Just to give you like some insights, right? I gave you some background. Let me give you some insights. My closing ratio isn't the best, but it works for me, especially since I'm someone that likes to get dropped off and just go pound pavement for 7 or 9 hours a day, just knocking doors. So my closing ratio is usually one sale for every 50 doors. So that's 49 no's that I'm getting, sometimes 50, right? It just depends on how persistent I'm being on that 50th door where I get that sale. But usually I'm about 1 in 50. Not phenomenal numbers for a 4-year vet, but that's what it is. Some days I sell my first door that I knock, literally, right? It's 11 a.m., 12 a.m., 1 p.m., whenever I get on the doors for that day, and I knock it and I sell it. Those are like great days. Generally on those days, I sell 2 or 3. But my average numbers is 1 in 50. This week, because as of, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, Laredo officially put out a mandatory quarantine. So if you're not going out for work or going out for like groceries and like necessities, just stay home. And so I was knocking in like a part of Laredo that is, I wouldn't even say it's more educated. It's just more like uppity. Like people are just more full of themselves up there. And I was not received well. People looked at me like I had 7 heads. I was like, I cannot stand this. Cannot stand this. So that was a bad first half of the week. And then I think it was Thursday. Yeah. So yesterday, I got moved to more of the south side of town where I live, where like people seem to be more mellow, right? It's like, I feel like the same education level across, so it has nothing to do with that. It's just people are just more chilled, right? It's middle class, upper middle class. People get it. It's more like Border Patrol and teachers and stuff like that. So they get that, A, I have a family to feed. A, I have, like, responsibilities, right? And so I was received really well, but I still didn't sell yesterday. Failed 2 credits. If you know anything, you're financing our equipment. So that was a better sign than not even able to get into a home for the first half of the week. And then today I finally sold an account. And I did the math. I always keep track of my doors because I always try and keep track of my effort, right? You can't control anyone else's actions, right? What I've learned in this industry, and I think this is a super important life lesson, is you cannot control anyone else but yourself. And if you know me, you know I'm an emotional person, right? I wear my heart in my sleeve. If I'm angry, you know I'm angry. If I'm sad, you know I'm sad. If I'm happy, you know I'm happy. There's like no like faking it for me. But over time doing this industry, like being in this industry, I've learned that like that you ultimately cannot control what people do or say. You can only control how you react to what they say or do. So I just kept pounding pavement, kept knocking doors, talking to people. Some people were like a little wary. Some people were super receptive, just weren't in good economic status to really purchase. So it's today it took, it was, I don't even know what door number, but it took me over 409. Let me say, I knocked 409 doors so far this week, but over 400 doors to make a sale. And that's awful, right? I mean, if you take my average, that would have been 8 sales, right? 8 times 50. Shit, I feel so stupid, but yeah, that's right, 'cause 50 times 4. So I is 200. I guess I'm doing everything like halfway in my head, so I guess I should explain how my math breaks down. I'm like, 5 times 4 is 20, so 50 times 4 is 200, so you just times that by 2. But yeah, normally that would equate to about 8 or 9 sales, which would be a phenomenal week on a Friday, right? I work 6 days a week, so if I can close more than 6 sales in a week, that's phenomenal numbers. That's really good money too. And you know, it's with the whole COVID thing, some people probably will not agree with the fact that I'm knocking doors. You have to understand at the end of the day, I'm not doing anything to try and endanger anyone. I am avoiding elderly homes, so thankfully my company provides me with public information on each home. And I keep my safe distance. So if I knock on a door and that information is not correct, and it is an elderly person, I leave. Sorry for disturbing you. Have a good day. Because I can't tell who has medical conditions that are going to be affected. I don't have any symptoms. It doesn't mean I'm not carrying anything, but I am being conscientious of how I'm affecting people's days and how COVID is, you know, yes, it's a serious thing. No, again, and I've said this from the beginning, I don't think it's a time to panic. We are smarter humans than we've ever been. We have like better medical technology than we ever have. I have no doubt in my mind that our medical professionals and epidemiologists and virologists are working day in and day out to figure out how to combat this. But I'm not going to let it like affect how I produce and care for my well-being and my wife's well-being. I can't, right? So, because I and it also kind of stems behind a philosophy like I refuse to live with fear. Because there's so many times where that's held me back. That's held me back in my Vivint career. That's held me back in school. That's held me back in, like, you know, personal relationships with friendships or professional relationships with mentors. It's held me back. And going forward, knowing the kind of net worth that I want when I die, I cannot live with the fear of, like, oh my goodness, there's an economic crisis, or oh my goodness, there's a virus. And that may be selfish, and I will admit that. If you know me, you know I'm inherently selfish. But it's a personal principle that I try and live by, that I have goals that I need to meet. I'm pushing myself harder than I ever have in my life to meet those goals and to hit a certain, not number, like quota for life, but like just a certain standard for myself, right? And if I let the panic of this interfere with it, whether it's super serious or not, I will not be able to live with myself. So call me crazy, call me an asshole, call me whatever. I just have to like keep grinding at it because I have goals that are incomprehensible to most people. Definitely not my conscience that listen to this podcast. You guys get it. But to I would say majority of the population in the world, not even just in the United States. So but I wanted to celebrate that. It was 400 doors. 400 doors, and I have all day tomorrow to help another family. And all this week, I could have helped so many more families. They just could not afford our service. And that like breaks my heart that like I had to walk away and I could not even offer them anything, right? Whereas they're offering me waters and, you know, saris and stuff like that. It's like I couldn't do anything for them. So it doesn't feel good because I don't look at it as just a number. I look at it as how many families can I protect? Am I doing a good enough job at doing that? Are they receiving the best service? I mean, I take my job serious, right? Like, that's why I'm in this industry. I've been offered different jobs in pharmaceutical sales, and transportation sales, pest control, other alarm companies that I refuse to ever represent. And I don't leave. And it's not that I like have some like crazy cult following with Vivint. It's just I believe Vivint has the best to offer people when it comes to protecting their homes and protecting themselves and giving them more peace of mind and more convenience with our smart home stuff. That's it, right? My job at the end of the day is to protect families, right? Thankfully, I get compensated very well for helping those families. And even if I didn't, even if I got paid half and there was another company offering double, but they could not offer the same quality of service, I would not leave. So that's why, I mean, I'm sure someone, one of you will persecute me. That's okay. I hope you dig deep into your heart and understand. I follow a lot of forums in the door-to-door industry, and there's a lot of controversy around this topic. And it's about like 50-50 split down the middle of like, no, like keep grinding. Everybody's home now. Like it really is. If you look at it as an opportunity, everyone's home where you can talk to the most people and you can help more people than you ever could on Wednesday, midday, right? Versus there's people that arguably believe that like we are not doing people any good, like knocking on their door. But you know where I stand. It's okay if you disagree. That's okay. We can still be friends. You can still be my fan. You can still listen. I would still appreciate you. And please comment down. Comment down below on Facebook where you when you see this. Comment wherever you listen to this podcast. I'm okay with healthy disagreement. You got to remember, I studied philosophy, specializing in ethical theory, so I've given it a lot of thought as to where I stand with this. And I believe that what I provide helps more people than it is harming. And that's it. I mean, and I'm not asking for people to like go out of their way to prove me wrong, because it doesn't matter, right? We can have a healthy discussion about it. You're gonna have your opinion, I'm gonna have mine, and ultimately it only comes down to, again, you can't control my actions. So you can like froth at the mouth, be filthy fucking pissed off, and still is not going to change anything. So you can still voice your opinion. It's probably not going to affect me and what I'm doing. And with that, I'm going to do a shameless plug. If you guys are looking for an alarm system, I can help you out. Just shoot me an email, shoot me a DM. When I was, I actually, I and I'll end it with this, because it's supposed to be Good News Fridays. I like combined Wednesday and Good News Fridays together into one podcast, so it's going to be a little bit longer than usual. But I did actually like legit attempt to record a podcast Wednesday night. I was just too tired. I had no content. I had nothing to talk about. Nothing. I was just so pissed off from the week and just dead, like broken. Like meh, so broken. But I legit, I think it was either Wednesday night or Thursday morning when I tried again, I just could not put anything out where I gave out my phone number. I was like, oh, that's probably not a good idea. So you're probably not going to get my cell phone number ever unless you already have it. Like if you're a personal friend or you're someone that's looking for a mentor or you are, I don't know, a family member. Like, I really can't see beyond why I would give out my phone number. Then you're probably not going to get it. But that does not mean that I don't want to communicate with you. It's just my job. I cannot have people bombarding me all day with inquiries or saying what's up or like just calling me nonstop. I could not handle it. But I have no problem with you guys emailing me. You can email me at icontevenblog@gmail.com. I'll repeat it, icontevenblog at gmail.com. That's IkanteVenBlog at gmail.com. And that's all one word, no underscore, no hyphen. It's all just together. Shoot me an email. I would love to, you know, meet some of you, hear some feedback. Any ways that I can improve, I actually reached out to one of the podcasts that I absolutely adored that's no longer publishing as of probably a year now, but it was a podcast called 20-somethings Doing Nothing. You can still find it. You can still listen to it. Those guys were just so funny. Jake and Ricky. I like legit like miss it. You know, when you build like a personal relationship with a show or a podcast or morning radio shows or whatever it is that you listen to, and then they're gone, right? It's nuts. So that's how it was. But I reached out to them and they gave me some really great advice. And like, I legit asked for advice and they said, consistency, right? Just stay consistent. Your listeners are going to be expecting, even if you're starting out small and you only have 5 listeners, like they're still like anticipating a certain day when you're going to publish them. When you don't, you let them down, you risk losing that listenership. And that was literally Tuesday. And then Wednesday I missed. I was like, fuck. I feel so bad. Like legit just got, you know, and we all know this, right? Consistency is going to create the best luck, create the best reward for you. But I felt legitimately bad that I'm a huge fan of this show and they were doing really, really well. And the only reason why they stopped is because both the co-hosts ended up on 2 different areas, like 2 different coasts, right? One ended up in LA, one stayed in New York, and one left iHeart. So it was an iHeart Radio podcast through Elvis Duran. And there's a lot of legal stuff with that, like ownership of name. So it had no like nothing to do with them being remote, right? Like that's obviously still doable. It had everything to do with the fact that there's legal stuff in the way. So I think they're trying to launch it again. I asked him, I was like, oh my God, like you're posting stuff on Instagram. Does that mean like you guys are coming back? And they go, no, unfortunately not. But I think that's bull. And I hope it's bull. I hope they're coming back. But consistency, I have to not make any excuse because there's no excuse to make. Like, I love making these. I don't even care if there's only one person listening to this. It doesn't matter. I don't do it for the money. I don't get paid that much to do this. Right? Like, legit, I've made probably $7. It has nothing to do with the money. It has everything to do with the fact that I've had a passion for broadcasting for a very, very long time. I've had a passion for podcasting for some years now, at least 7. And I wanted to start my own. So hopefully you guys don't hear my vest like squishing around, but that's why I do this. So thank you again. I can't thank my listeners enough. It's like crazy that anyone listens to this, but you guys are awesome. To get back to Good News Friday, let's talk about Tom Brady. I know I said I was going to finish it off with that announcement, but Tom Brady. If you haven't heard, he left the New England Patriots and now is playing for Tampa Bay Buccaneers. What? That's nuts. I mean, I've only seen the headline. I saw it a couple days ago or yesterday, whenever he like posted it. And that legit fucking blew my mind. And I think they signed him for like $30 million a year. I don't know how long the contract is. I don't really know anything about it. Like, I'm not like, there was one time, this is when I was still aspiring to be a lawyer. I thought about being a talent agent or talent lawyer. They're kind of the same thing. Most of those guys that are like big time talent scouts or talent agents, most of them went to law school. most of them have a JD. And the reason why is because they know like copyright and like ownership laws and entertainment laws and stuff like that. Like they specialize in that to get into the industry. So that was something that I was looking into, and only because I watched Entourage. If you've not seen Entourage, you sleep under a rock. Entourage is literally the best effing show when it comes to like understanding the entertainment industry and like its drama and complications. Hands down. Like it's up there with like Sopranos and learning like how the mafia works. Right? Like this is such a great fictional tale, and it was produced by Mark Wahlberg. Right? It was supposed to be like a biopic series on Mark Wahlberg's upcoming. But then like that's how it was originally pitched. And then it got like twist and turned into like, no, we're just gonna follow like a blooming star, fictional star in the movie realm, and like watch him blow up and see how like his gang, his entourage kind of blow up with him. So, but there's a lawyer. God, what the fuck is his name? Lawyer? I'm literally typing this in. Lawyer from Entourage. I bet people Google that all the time. Jeremy Piven plays Ari Gold. That's the lawyer's name. Jeremy Piven does a really good job. So Ari Gold is like this like high-strung character, like the quintessential talent agent. Like, no, you're gonna fucking do this movie, blah 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 blah. Like, is intense. And like I remember after I finished that series, I like assumed the role of Ari Gold, and I was like out at the bars in Anchorage, like, are you talent? Are you a rapper? Like, motherfucker, like, we're gonna do this. We're gonna make so much money. Blah, 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 blah. Like, I was in people's faces, dude. That's nuts. But when it came to like sports talent, like, I didn't know anything. I was more focused towards like hip hop artists and like theatrical acts. Those, because those are my interests. I'm definitely interested in sports, but I've mentioned this time and time again. I'm not a stats guy. I don't like I couldn't even tell you how many touchdowns Tom Brady has thrown last year or the years before. I have no idea. I don't know. There are definitely people, and I know people that like obsess over that shit. They're like, he's thrown 140, blah 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 blah. Like, it's like, okay, cool, right? I don't even know if that's good, right? You could tell me he's thrown 1,000 touchdowns in 1 year. I'm like, fuck, I don't even know how many games there are in a year. I just know that they have like regular season, then there's playoffs, and then there's Super Bowl. That's it. And the playoffs are called like conference tournaments or whatever. Like, see, like I'm so like uninformed. My father-in-law is like flipping out if he ever heard this, because he'd be like, "What the fuck?" Right? He's a huge football guy, and that's like the guy I go to. Like I like. Love his insight on anything coach related or team related. Like, it's interesting because I don't follow that, right? So I always ask him, like, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? Oh my God. Whoa. We'll even watch football games together, and I just can't shut the fuck up. Because I played football, so I understand like the basic rules. I'm just, again, I don't track any of the stats. I'm a huge basketball fan. I don't track any of the sets. I'm not. No, I don't care. I have no money, no skin in the game. I just watch it for pure enjoyment. Entertain me. That's all it was made for. Anyways, holy shit, that was a huge tangent. Tom Brady. Holy fuck. That was like a big tangent. I need to end this podcast before I just like start babbling on about random fucking things that don't matter. But. Tom Brady leaves New England, and that like legitimately shocked me, because from my understanding, Tom Brady was second string, and like whoever was first string back, fuck, I can't even tell you the year, 2000 something, they got hurt and he took over and like just slayed, and they're like, oh my God, new star quarterback, And then just dominated, all right? And he has what, six championship rings, five championship rings? I have no idea. But he's a beast. And I thought him and Belichick had like Belichick, the head coach of the Patriots. I thought they had a really great relationship, and I was like legit shocked when I saw that. I was like, no fucking way, because it was teased. It was a Hulu commercial. It was teased, what, a month, 2 months ago? Oh shit. You know I'm getting tired. Yawn warning. I gotta yawn. I'm keeping this in the podcast. It's like 10:30. Fucking Tom Brady had a Hulu commercial and like teased that he was retiring. Like he was done. And I don't think anyone looked into that too much. It's like, holy shit, does this mean anything? And I was like, it is what it is. And then out of fucking nowhere, seemingly, he's like leaves. Like it's not like he's traded. He just leaves. Right? So that's nuts. I mean, good for him, right? Like honestly, for him to spend that much time, I mean, he has, a model wife, great kids, like great career. Like they live in New England, right? When you're that wealthy, you don't want to fucking live in New England, in that area, right? Where are they at? Like the Boston area? That shit's cold. I don't blame him for going to Florida. I really don't. And this is like definitely like for retirement. He's definitely gonna like, this is it. This is gonna be where he retires, and I'm like rooting for him. And hopefully this isn't like a, I don't know, like a early April Fool's Day prank. Like I legit hope that he leaves the Patriots, and the Patriots like have to rebuild, because that's one of those things. Like I'm a huge Golden State Warriors fan. My Warriors, baby. Oh my God. I was watching videos, like highlights. Of course, like the NBA shut down, so I have nothing but highlights to go back on YouTube. And I was watching the Warriors play pre-KD, right? This is when it was just like Iguodala, Curry, Thompson, Green, right? Like these guys just like fucking slaying. Slaying. They didn't need KD. That's why it was such a shock when Kevin Durant's like, yeah, I'm gonna go to Golden State. You're like, we don't even fucking need you, dude. And then he came and we dominated like multiple seasons in a row, and that was fun. And then he left and I was like, shit. And then Curry got hurt, Thompson got hurt. I'm like, oh, my poor team. But anytime those kind of setbacks happen for a dynastic team, right? A team that is just dominated for year after year after year, right? It's good for rebuilding, right? It's always humbling, right? Steve Kerr is an amazing coach. I know my Warriors will bounce back. Curry has already shown that like he's fine. Now we just got to get Thompson back, and then we got to figure out how Wiggins fits into this puzzle, right? But I think they're going to be fine for next season. Right. Obviously, I think COVID-19 like took some mercy on my Warriors and was like, hey, you poor guys, like you guys just take the rest of the season off, regroup, right, practice, get together. But with New England, I think it's going to take a minute. And there's some rumors that they're trying to recruit the God, what is his name from Clemson? Dude's a stud. The quarterback. Fuck, I can't remember. Matthews or whatever. I have no idea. He's good. There's rumor that they're trying to like fuck their season so they can get first round draft, which shit, that's probably pretty brilliant. I'm not gonna lie. I mean him or what was the other guy from LSU? Burrows? I think it was Burrows, the guy that won the Heisman and then won the NCAA championship. What a stud. Like if they got any one of those quarterbacks, that's it, right? New England, it's like Tom Brady never left. But I don't know. Let's see, what else can I talk about Good News Friday? My wife's still great. We've both like lost still an incredible amount of weight this week. I haven't even weighed myself. I'm actually like looking forward to weighing myself on Sunday, because I know her and I have like both like fasted for the most part. But like this week I fasted a lot. Like my goal is only to eat 1800 calories a day. That's not a lot. I've legit walked a marathon. I'll probably walk equivalent of 2.5 marathons by the end of this week. 'Cause Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I was averaging like between 10 and 11 miles a day. A day. That's nuts. And the past 2 days has been about 8 miles. So I'm in a smaller area. I don't have to walk as much. Things are a little bit closer by, so I don't have to walk as much, but that's a lot. 409 doors so far this week, and like legit over, fuck, we'll say over 60 miles walked. Like, that's crazy. And I'm only eating maybe 1700 calories a day. I think today was the most amount of calories I had at night. Like, period. And so it's crazy. I don't know. Something to celebrate. Anyways, this podcast has gone on long. I'm not gonna do two random facts. It's just gonna be intro, outro, and this body. But hopefully you guys enjoyed. All right, Contians, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Sorry for the swishing of my vest, my work vest. Oh my God. I was listening back to some of the audio and you could hear the shoo, 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 shoo. That's just me moving around. It's one of those like puffy vests that my work gave me. And today was cold. It was like in the 60s. Like, not like cold, cold, cold for my Alaskan friends, right? But cold enough down here where it's like, oh shit, like I'm I need to like cover up, even though I'm wearing Lululemon shorts, which aren't insulated, and I'm wearing just a work polo. But again, I apologize for the vest. It definitely kept me warm through the entire podcast, so I'm very grateful for it, but I apologize for your ears. I hope you guys like the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all of you, my fans. You guys are the best. I don't know if this podcast would even exist without you, because again, I don't make that much money on it. So if there was nobody listening, probably wouldn't publish it anymore. I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know why I say that. I probably would, just for pure me, but I try and do these things for you. Please like and subscribe. Comment down below some of the good things that happened today and this week for you. I know it's really hard times, people dealing with COVID, the economy kind of like in the shitter, but let's try and stay positive. Let's try and like focus on the good stuff and not let all of this nonsense, not even nonsense, I guess, but all of this just like madness happening around us bog us down. Share it with your friends and family. We're all in quarantine, so I'm expecting my listenership to pop. I don't know. You guys aren't doing anything, right? We're all just kind of hanging out, right? Shout out to my medical professionals, my nurses, my clinic workers, everyone that's helping us try and combat this. Shout out to my Chick-fil-A workers that are still out there grinding and dispensing food, and basically anyone who's exposing themselves out here for the greater good, right? Including those that are door knocking. I know there are some people that think this is controversial, but it is no more controversial than you going to pick up food through a drive-thru. So if you went to the grocery store this week or you went through a drive-thru, don't ever get mad at me for knocking on your door, right? Because if you were legit worried, stay the fuck home, And don't open the door, right? But most of us don't. All right, and we're doing our best to not spread this, but I just food for thought, right? Just think of the everyone that's like trying to do their best to not spread this, but then also feed their families and provide for themselves and others, while we deal with these difficult times. I will have a podcast episode next Wednesday. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sundays is the schedule. I goofed this week. That's on me. I'm tired as fuck and I'm putting out one tonight. But yeah, I want you guys to depend on me. And you'll hear, and or you guys have already heard, why I think that's so important. And that's it. Follow me at Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn. What else? Facebook. You can also find my blog at icontiven.home.blog. And, no, I'm not going to announce it yet. I have a super, super big announcement about the business this Sunday. So check it out then. But I am not giving away anything, right? Meow. So I will talk to you all on Sunday. Peace.